Once a month, we check in with Chester County government. We get the latest headlines. This morning, we're meeting two fantastic, powerful women from Chester County government. We've got Devin Bagley. She's with Public Works. And Erin Ravis. She's with Recycling. And good morning to you both.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Devin, let's start with you. So you're responsible for Public Works. So what falls underneath your leadership?
So we maintain the county fleet of vehicles, the county facilities, the solid waste, that's the landfill, the 11 recycling centers, litter control. We do road signs, parks and recreation. I feel like I'm in roads, county roads.
That was the biggest one, damn it. That's a lot of hats, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. So let's just start with the fleet of cars. I mean, we've got one car, two-car household, and they drive us up the wall. I cannot imagine doing a whole fleet. I mean, how many cars are we talking here?
It's over 100, I believe, because our department maintains the emergency vehicles as well for the sheriff's department. We have... I wish I had these numbers better in front of me. I'm sorry.
But, give us a ballpark.
Maybe like 60, I think county vehicles. The big work that group does is working on the ambulances. Those are diesels. That whole box behind them has a whole science to it. So they are experts in what they do. And it's two guys in our shop and they are fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It's always nice sitting in the office and then hearing them do like a siren check and you're like, whoa, that wakes you up.
That's a good point for sure. Devin, what are you focusing on right now or what are you and your department zoning in or zeroing in on?
We're really trying to prepare our budgets for next year.
That's fun.
We had big budget meetings yesterday and we're trying to get those shored up because that dictates our whole next year, you know.
And when you're dealing with roads and cars, I mean, those are big budget items. You think about doing oil changes and just maintenance on over 60 cars, including ambulances and emergency vehicles. I mean, that's expensive. That's a big budget item for sure.
It is. It's very expensive. And, you know, a lot of our buildings are old buildings. Our courthouse is... was built in the 1800s. I can't remember exactly which year, but it's our oldest facility. So there's a lot of maintenance that comes along with, you know, old buildings. So
are you looking to add anything new this year or basically kind of keep what you have and just try to improve it?
We just had the ribbon cutting for a Rodman baseball facility. Those are four new fields and a concession stand and press box that are new to our team to maintain. So we're going to work on maintaining that beautiful Bermuda side. And that's kind of new, too, because, you know, we've just been cutting grass before. But there's definitely an art to maintaining turf. So
yes, for
that's
sure.
Great.
We're going to learn that and get that one under our belts. We are hoping to just kind of incrementally improve each department. Make good, smart decisions, find deficiencies, get rid of waste, you know.
That's great. All right, we're going to toss it over to Erin Ravis. She is with Recycling. And
yes.
Do you fall underneath Public Works as well?
I do, okay, yes. Okay. I'm one of Devin's umbrellas.
Oh, nice. We like that.
Yeah.
Well, kind of tell us what are some of the things that's facing the recycling community there in Chester County.
So the recycling... we're wanting to add more education and awareness to it, to really put a forefront to it. You know, a lot of what goes into the landfill can totally be diverted. So it's just really, you know, getting the community involved, getting the children involved, going into the schools with the, younger education and really making them aware of what all is recyclable. We were just talking the other day about, you know, well, is this piece of plastic recyclable? Is this recyclable? So it's just really getting the awareness out there and teaching them.
And how do you reach those groups and those families? Because Chester County is a very rural county. So without the pockets of your municipalities, how do you get folks that live out in the country who probably have been doing stuff maybe they should not have always been doing? How do you get them to buy into that message and help to educate them?
Right. So for being in a smaller population, it works out well, too, because word of mouth.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody, you know, breaks breakfast at the local restaurant on Sunday morning. So, but yeah, it's a lot of that. You know, we do a lot of... you know, just getting out in the public. We host home hazardous waste days, so we'll talk that up. We'll pass out flyers. We do a lot of, you know, boots on the ground, get out there, walk downtown, and just, you know, get...
And we do have a public information officer now with the county, mm-hmm. Morgan Shirley, mm-hmm. and she says, hey.
Yeah.
So. Yes. Right, okay. Yes. We love her and her dad, so yeah. we've yeah. worked with Tell him for a long time.
Both say hey for us, or hello for us. Aaron, we what we want to do, right, is we want to try to keep as much stuff out of the landfill as possible, right?
Correct.
So it is educating people what you can and cannot recycle,
right,
which happens a lot here in York County. Because mm-hmm. there are a lot more municipalities, but yes. people still don't sometimes understand the assignment, so to speak.
Exactly.
Glass seems to be the biggest one mm-hmm. that people try to want to recycle,
yes.
but you can't recycle it.
You can recycle it.
You can recycle
we
it.
We recycle it. We put it in okay. our single stream. So single stream is kind of like a mixed bag of like plastics, paper. But yes, you can totally recycle okay. glass. York actually does. Yeah. And we had talked about potentially doing a hub and spoke with them. So where potentially, you know, other smaller counties could haul over to York County and then they take it to the processors.
Okay, great. So you can recycle it. You just can't, like, we live in the city of Rock Hill, so we just mm-hmm. can't put the glass in the recycling bin. That's for sure.
Right.
But you can take it to mm-hmm. one of the recycling centers.
Yes, the convenience centers.
Yeah, the convenience. Okay, great. Perfect.
And that's where like all of that education really yeah. comes into
right.
play
that's
because, you know,
just
you,
like now.
You thought
yeah.
you couldn't and, right. and so you can. And I think it's great too. I know that when we've talked to our York County folks to start at that lower level with the kids because the kids then take
yes.
it home and we'll make mom and dad feel guilty sometimes. I mean, my kids have done it to me. Like, I'll
yes.
just throw something in the trash and Chapman will be like, that goes in the recycle
bin. He totally
bin.
Shamed you.
You know, totally. So I think that's a great idea. So what do those kind of programs look like when you go into the schools?
So we are actually working on getting in the schools. But when we do a lot of, you know, events and stuff like that, we're passing out recycling color books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do, you know, fun little demonstrations with them.
That's fun.
Yeah,
good.
It's
a
totally
good,
fun.
Good place to start.
Yep, and we've got some great partners that provide literature and stuff like that can help us, and flyers that are driven more towards the younger. So it works out well.
It's great.
Devin Bagley is with Chester County Public Works. Aaron Ravis, who you just heard from, is with Recycling. These are agencies within Chester County that you have to have, right? I mean, sometimes people might not realize all that you do. Devin, you did a great job explaining what falls underneath your leadership, but you got to have these programs to have a very successful county, and they all need to work together because we want great roads to drive on and, you know, reliable vehicles and great buildings as well. And so you also look at water and sewer and everything else that all works together. And that's what makes a very successful mm-hmm. city and county. So congratulations to you both on a job well done. Good luck with the budget season. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you
so much.
For being here.
Thank